Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. It's back to the office for Amazon workers after the company's CEO said employees will now have to report to work 5 days a week. The company had previously only required workers to work from the office 3 days a week. So, Matt, what's behind the change?
Well, so the Amazon CEO, Andy Jassy, says they just do better work when they're in person. They say they're trying to invent new things all the time, and that's just a process that happens, more organically when you can tap somebody on the shoulder rather than have to drag them into a Zoom call.
And I would imagine employees are not thrilled. I don't know if there's any pushback, but he does say that this will require adjustments, which always sounds kind of ominous.
He does, yeah. And then, he makes the point in his memo, which came out just this morning, that, hey, for folks who have, a sick kid or something come up, like, obviously there's still going to be some degree of flexibility, but that the baseline standard for days in the office is going to go up. And you're right to expect some pushback. The last time Amazon ramped up its return to office policy to the current 3 days a week, there was a good deal of unrest among employees. Kind of their biggest bone to pick with management was that Amazon hadn't really proven that folks did better work in the office than they did at home.
Okay, so what can they do about it now? I mean, at the time, they can just grumble.
Well, I think the point that Amazon management has gotten to, and they've been here maybe for a couple of years, is listen, if you don't like it, like this is our standards, and you can leave. There's other jobs out there. Amazon has said that folks who are hired in fully remote positions, that's likely not going to change. But I think this is just the beginning, not the end, for the wrangling at Amazon over what this is going to mean for folks.
So does this apply to all workers? I mean, who does this going to impact?
It applies to their office workers who were able to work from home during the pandemic. And most of Amazon's employees, we should note, are hourly workers in warehouses and delivery depots. Those people never really had the opportunity that Amazon's office worker population had to work from home anyway. So, we're probably talking a couple hundred thousand or so employees in the United States.
So who's watching this and might point to Amazon and say, see?
I think the rest of big tech, by and large, you've got various policies all the way from, medium flexibility to fully RTO. But, Amazon kind of stakes its claim here as being one of the more aggressive, get your butt back into the seat companies. Among big technology companies, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see folks kind of looking at this and maybe using it to examine their own return to office protocols.
I've seen a lot of job postings where they say, remote work or flexibility. And they tout that as one of the bonuses. Do you see that not becoming a thing anymore?
Oh, I think this will definitely remain a thing for companies that remain flexible. Just to pick a company out here where I report near Seattle, Microsoft has more flexibility baked into their return to office policy. So for the companies that offer that, expect to continue to see them tout it. But one thing I've seen popping up a lot in Amazon ads recently is this is not a work from anywhere position. We expect you to be in Seattle, Arlington, Virginia, wherever the posting may be.
Now, in the same breath, they are looking at reducing the layers of management. What's going on there?
So Amazon's grown a ton in the last decade. They've got more than 1.5 million people now. If you talk to veterans, they'll say the company has gotten a little bit slower, right? That this organization used to move real quick is now bogged down by layers of management. Amazon's taking aim at that with their return to office announcement. They want to make more people in their operation, able to move the paper along, right, and fewer people reviewing it perhaps. So it's a signal to their workforce that they want to get a little bit leaner.
So they want to fill the parking structure with workers, but some of them won't be managers.
Yeah, they want the people to be making decisions to move quickly. I think if you talk to people who've been around a long time, they'll say that there's just like any big organization, there's too many layers of approval, too many meetings, too many sort of baby steps before getting stuff done, and they're trying to take a big thwack at that here.
Okay, so if they're already in the office 3 days a week, this won't be a huge culture shift then.
No, I think it's going to depend. As the CEO, Andy Jassy, points out, some people have structured their life around this, right? Like whether it's flexibility to, pick up the kid after school on a Friday or whatever the case may be. So they've got a few months to figure this out. But, certainly for Amazon's real estate footprint, this is an indication that all those seats that they're leasing, around the U.S., expect more of those to be filled on an ongoing basis. So for downtowns like Seattle's, means more Amazonians are coming back.
Well, it's going to be good for all the mom-and-pop businesses that are around those office buildings then. Thanks very much. That is Bloomberg's Matt Day. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.